And getting comments on her body size is nothing new. Hey, we're Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. She was interviewed, and I saw this, I think, in Complex magazine. And she was kind of talking about how it's such a double standard about how women will be talked about and all their body stuff. And she says, listen, we never talk about guys' body parts. Check this out.
You know, I'm able to do what I do because of those great women. And they all look completely different. They don't all look the same. And they all have to deal with the same type of marginalization and misogyny. So what does that tell you about the oppressor? What does that tell you about men? Get it together. We don't talk about your sizes, do we? And say, that's not a conventional size. It's too small. We still let y'all run all over the goddamn place.
Lizzo's very frank. Kind of a scary laugh. You're like, I don't know what to say.
The laugh at the end there. Get it, mama.
Now, my question is this. I always thought that women did talk and sometimes would laugh. And I'm just moving on. I'm not comparing the men to women thing. I'm talking strictly about, do women actually have these conversations or judge a dude based on what he's working with? 833-563-2539.
I think the difference is when we're like with our girls and we're going in-depth combo about like what has just happened, maybe what happened the night before, or if we've been, but like not off the bat, like if you're like walking by, we're not like guessing. Typically we don't talk about it like off the cuff. Like guys will see a girl walk by like, oh yeah, talking about her boobs or butt, whatever.
Mackenzie's gesture right now for like, it was like Dolly Parton was in the room. We're like, oh yeah. Or the Kool-Aid man, oh yeah, look at those.
Jeez. No, but seriously. So I feel like, but with our girls, we will, but once we're deep in that conversation.
Because I feel like a woman would judge a dude, like if it was negative. Not like if it was like too big, but
no,
if
I
it
mean,
was the opposite.
We will give props where props are due.
No, for sure, which is a good thing. But I feel like more often than not, women, like from what I've heard, like, oh, like it's not, I can't work with this. And they're out.
I feel like that is a large stereotype or assumption. We see these things maybe happen in movies, television shows, but being in college with friends who were very, very highly sexually active, flipping pancakes quite a bit, it really does not happen as often as you might think it does. I mean, if a guy is like crazy well endowed, then maybe they'll bring it up. Or like I've heard rumors that this one guy had like a micro. But other than that, like it's not talked about.
I feel like Chops chime in here, gay men in particular, because someone was making comments. Like, is that a thing?
Oh yeah, unfortunately, that's very much talked
like prominent.
About. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, to think about it, that's the main thing you're working with, right? If you're a dude.
Yeah.
I mean, so what else does a dude have to offer?
Pretty important.
I feel like if I was a dude, I'd want the micro.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Okay, let us know. Well, I would actually know if this is true or not.
It's like so many men that just tuned in, like at that second, they're just like, what?
My DMs are going to blow up.
833
They're running off the road.
2539. This song goes perfectly as we talk about this. It's Bieber, yummy.